my proposal for how we bring more transparency and openness to our state government. And if I were elected governor of South Dakota, these are initiatives that I would pursue. Historically and in recent days, South Dakota voters have voted for proposals that would open up meetings, that would bring more transparency and integrity to the state government. And I hear you. And this is my answer to a lot of the concerns that you have had. I'll briefly go through the proposal and what I brought forward today, and then I'll take a few questions from you. So if you have some questions regarding the Sunshine Initiative, which I proposed in my race for governor, I'd love to visit with you about that. But let's go through some of the initiatives that I think we should focus on to answer many of the concerns that I hear from people across the state of South Dakota. The first one is that we should be using new technologies, much like we're using today in Facebook Live or YouTube, by bringing a lot of these public meetings into your homes so that you have the opportunity to see what's going on, what's being debated, and what decisions are being made. So state boards, county commission meetings, school board meetings, all of those could be live streamed and available for you on record so that you could see what the actual discussion was. It's one of the proposals that I think is common sense and we could pursue considering all the technology advancements that we've had today. Also, I would like to expand and modernize the open.sd.gov website to make sure that we're working with the state legislature to bring forward more proposals and encourage universal postings of all minutes, agendas of public meetings, but then also the live streams that have been recorded and could be posted there for everyone to review, and have one website that has all of that information that's easily accessible to every single person across the state of South Dakota. I also, one of the things that I've heard so often crossing the state of South Dakota and visiting with people is they know they pay property taxes, they just don't necessarily know where all of those dollars go. They know that most of these dollars fund our schools, our roads and bridges, but they don't really know that a lot of those dollars are going to public safety or how that amount has changed over the years, or what percentage does the state take and what percentage actually stays local. So I would like to open an opportunity for us to have a property tax toolkit and work with the Department of Revenue in South Dakota to make sure that's accessible to everyone across the state so that they know exactly where their property tax dollars are going, how they're being spent, so that more information is available to them to make sure that local impact is happening and that it's not being used differently than what they had thought or intended, and we can have a much more honest debate on property tax dollars and where they go. I also think that we need to have independent reporting to hold states accountable. And fact-based reporting is incredibly important. We saw this at the federal level when we had abuses within the VA and they weren't doing their job. We had reporters shine the light on some of those abuses and the fraud and waste that was going on within the VA. And I think we need to make sure that we have common sense reporter shield laws so that this independent fact-based reporting can happen to bring light. We've seen in South Dakota with the EB5 scandal that went on, with the Gear Up scandal, that we need to have the information and the facts about each of these situations. And having a reporter shield law makes sure that those reporters will do their job, bring forward the facts, but that they're not going to be forced to testify in a situation where that could certainly happen. And having the constitutional right to a free and independent press is incredibly important. And that's what that reporter shield law would bring us. I also believe we need to limit confidential settlement agreements. You know, many times confidential settlement agreements are utilized to protect wrongdoers, and they may be using your tax dollars to fund those settlements. So I would work to limit the state's ability to engage in secret transactions like this, allowing it only when it's necessary to protect a victim's privacy and their rights. In all other instances, you deserve to have the information on if your taxpayer dollars are being used to go forward in a settlement process. And then I want to make sure that we review all of our open meeting laws. You know, many times executive sessions in public meetings happen for hiring and for firing individuals that may work for an organization or the government, and that would be appropriate, but we should not be making important decisions behind closed doors. And so I think we need a review of existing open government, open meeting laws, and we need to move as much debate as possible into the public forum. I'll be posting this full agenda of Transparency called the Sunshine Initiative on my Facebook page after this event so that you can all read through it. Give me some comments back on what you think and how you think it will impact you or even ways that we could make it better. And so I'd encourage you to check that out. So let's go from there to maybe some questions that we've had. So let me look here and see. Janelle said she would love to see more of what's going on because she stays home with her kiddos. And that's exactly what I'm talking about. Many times we have moms or dads that are home with kids or they live too far from where a public and open meeting would be. And they'd love to be able to tune in and to watch it on YouTube or on Facebook Live. It's a technology that's utilized in many other areas. And this is something that the state government could take advantage of to make sure you have more information on what's going on in your state government. So great to hear that, Janelle. I appreciate that. And I agree with you too. Michael is worried that open government proposals pass accountability away from the state government. Well, my proposals here are designed to make the state government much more accountable to you. If you know and if you hear the discussions that are going on and why a decision is being made, either through technology advancements like Facebook Live, like YouTube, or if you have the agenda and the meetings that happen posted on open forums and can give feedback, I think that holds the state government much more accountable. Anytime we can give voters, people who live in a state, more information, that's our opportunity for those voters to tell that state government how they think they're doing. And that's with the settlement agreements that I talked about, having that in the light of the day, only having executive sessions held when it comes to hiring and firing processes, not when they're covering up the wrongdoings of others. Reporter shield laws as well. Reporters many times may feel conflicted over reporting the facts in a situation that's going on with the state government if they feel like they may be forced to come testify or be prosecuted for doing their work. That's why we need to protect the constitutionality of a free press. And one of the reasons it's a part of this initiative. Let's go to another question. Tammy says, thanks for using this to get your stance on different items. Well, you're welcome, Tammy. I want when people go to election day, on the primary day is June 5th, but I want when you go and vote on June 5th or in the general election to have as much information about what I would do if I was given the opportunity to be the governor of South Dakota. I don't want you to have to wonder, you know, what would Christie do? What are her priorities? What are the things that she's going to focus on? I believe in a state government that is accountable. I believe in a state government that's efficient, that is one that the people can support and get behind. And so that's why I'm doing these policy proposals and telling you how I would work with the state legislature to get things done in South Dakota. Because I think it's incredibly important that when you vote on primary day, when you vote on election day, that you know exactly what I would do and that there aren't any surprises. So thank you for that. And then let's see, we may have time for another question or two. Anthony says that some states with open meeting laws allow closed door meetings. Well, they may. There may be some states that do allow some closed door meetings. And certainly when you have privacy issues, you know, maybe someone hasn't signed a release that you could share their private information out in the public forum. If it's a one-on-one meeting, many times they use those as closed-door meetings. But in South Dakota, many of our meetings that are public should be as public as possible. Using technology, using information, allowing voters access, giving them the answers to their questions, I think is incredibly powerful when it comes to bringing integrity and transparency back to the state government. And that's my goals with this entire proposal. Is a many times crossing the state, I hear people question if our state government is accountable to them. They want our state to have integrity and be able to trust that we're operating in good faith. And these proposals would make sure that voter, that person who lives in South Dakota can believe that it truly is and that they have the information they can to give proper feedback. So I will let you go, but thank you for your great questions. I appreciate you being here and tuning in. Again, we'll post here on Facebook the policy proposals and the initiative, the Sunshine Initiative. You know, back in, up until 1992, we were called South Dakota, the Sunshine State. And I want more sunshine onto how state government operations go forward. And that's why I've labeled this initiative, the Sunshine Initiative and proposal. And I'd like to hear your feedback on it. So look it over. Give me some feedback, some ideas. I'd appreciate it. And then send it and share it on to other folks, so that they can have that information as well. Remember, your state government should be serving you. And that really is my goal. So have a wonderful day. Thank you for being here.